It's Friday, the 18th of July, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. With the Namibia International Cybersecurity Conference wrapping up today in the capital, one of the main speakers, Jerusa Versamy from Amazon Web Services, described the challenge of balancing global compliance standards with local regulatory requirements in Africa's financial services sector.
Some of the regulations we found in Africa that are based on global standards, because of like local things that are in place, like mobile money, data localization, they actually outweigh global standards. So it's a level to be reckoned with. And I think as a continent, we don't really publish that or market that and say, hey, you know what, you might be doing this overseas, but we're doing it better in a much more difficult market. There's so many countries that have such comprehensive regulations that are based on something, but we've taken it and we've given it, you know, our flavor, and it works.
Meanwhile, the Cybersecurity Incident Response Team under the Communications Regulatory Authority of Namibia has flagged a cyber attack targeting systems linked to the Otjiwarongo municipality. Detected on 16 July, the breach may involve data theft and a ransom demand by a group known as INC Ransom. Digital expert Nrupesh Soni weighs in.
The unfortunate part is the data that they are threatening to leak is not encrypted. So again, if data was encrypted like Paratus and others were, it would not have been leaked. This is non-encrypted data. So if they leak it, again, a lot of people's ID copies, salary statements, bank statements, there's a lot of documents they say they are there, which might be leaked. But the only way to deter it is either pay, because otherwise they'll leak it. They have nothing to lose by leaking it. And that's unfortunately how they work. And there's no guarantee if you pay that they won't leak it. If the data is gone, just like previous hacks, if it's in the dark web, it's there. There's nothing one can do to remove it or get rid of it.
From elsewhere, Africa Expert Panel Chairperson Trevor Manuel has called for global action to address Africa's growing debt crisis. Speaking at the G20 Finance Track event in KwaZulu-Natal, he urged G20 Southern nations to unite, while stressing that wealthier northern countries must be held accountable for their role in the crisis.
South countries in the G20 need to mobilize further support on these issues. What the Africa panel is focused on is having an implementable program. What we hope the African continent will pick up is the desire to hold the feet of the rich north to the fire.
Donald Trump has denied he plans to fire the head of the U.S. Central Bank, Jerome Powell. The American president has reportedly drafted a letter of termination for the Federal Reserve chair, but is now walking back claims he's planning to let him go.
U.S. President Donald Trump has said it's highly unlikely he will fire the head of the U.S. Central Bank. It would be a major break with precedent for a president to dismiss the chair of the Federal Reserve. Mr. Trump called on Mr. Powell to lower U.S. interest rates in a series of highly critical outbursts. On Wednesday, the president called him a knucklehead and claimed he was doing a lousy job. Many economists have warned that political interference in the leadership of the Fed could risk undermining price stability and investor confidence. Kate Fisher, Washington.
And finally, it's Mandela Day with this year's theme, It's Still in Our Hands to Combat Poverty and Inequality. People around the world are encouraged to dedicate 67 minutes of their time to a cause that they care about, honoring Dada Madiba or Nelson Mandela, who became one of the world's most iconic leaders and champions for equal rights.
I have walked a long road to freedom. It has not been easy. And I do not pretend that my journey is unique. Many have suffered greater pains. Many have fought harder battles. But what I have learned, and what I wish to share with you now, is this. Our greatest glory is not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.